following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and welcome to 2025. And as we begin a new year, I've got something very important I want to talk to you about. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. We'll be in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, so join us today as we open the Scripture and consider His Word. We are continuing to give out our little prayer journals, so I want to remind you about that. These are just little notebooks that you can put in your shirt pocket. They'll fit into a purse or to a Bible case. They'll be easy to carry around, a place where you can write down your prayer requests and make a note when God answers. We give these out absolutely free, and we'd love to get one into your hands. All you've got to do is contact us at considerhisword.org. Again, considerhisword.org. That is our website, and if you go there, you'll see a link that says Contact Us, and just click on that and let us know where you're hearing the program today. Now, you can also write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you'd like, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Before we begin, I do want to ask you to pray for this ministry, to pray for me and for this ministry here at Big Cypress, but especially the radio ministry. Every year when we come down to the end of the year and begin a new year, I begin reevaluating our ministry over the last year or so. Consider His Word is broadcast in many stations across the country, as well as on our website and some places you can find it as a podcast. But here's what I'd like for you to pray about. We're praying about making some changes this year, about maybe eliminating some stations and perhaps adding some stations, and maybe kind of moving over into some video things. If that's something you'd like to see, let me know. I'd like to hear your opinion about that. But the main thing right now is that you pray for us and that you pray for this ministry. I ask that you would just pray for me as well, that God would give me wisdom and direction. We have been broadcasting Consider His Word Radio for over 25 years. And so we just every year ask for God's will and God's direction. And should we continue? Should we stop? Should we change something? A lot of decisions to make. So I'd appreciate it so much if you'd pray for us and pray for this ministry. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in the last half of the chapter, Paul instructs the church at Corinth about the Lord's Supper. And that's not really what I want to talk about so much today, except for you to take note of this, that in the context of the Lord's Supper, in verse 28, Paul told the people, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." I think that as we come down to the end of the year, beginning of a new year, that we take some time to examine ourselves, to get away somewhere where you can be alone with God, where there's no distractions, where you can just pour out your heart to God, maybe spend a few minutes in His Word, but really seeking out God and His Word and His will. But then in doing so, that we examine ourselves. You know, when Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, it was a bad church, and there were some really crazy things going on. And I think that's one of the reasons he told them to stop and take a look at yourself. You know, too many times we sit around and we examine everybody else. You know, I've known people that would sit in the back of the church and I could just see them looking around, and maybe they're judging. I can't read their mind, but I know they're examining everybody else. And I've even had them come up and say to me something like, you know, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that, and I don't know if they should be in this ministry and so on. And they're sheep examiners. I say it that way. And they're examining everybody else. Well, listen, that's not your job. It's God's work to examine our hearts, and we bow before Him. And like, remember David when he prayed and asked God to examine himself in Psalm 139, 23 and 24. And I'm going to refer to it several times, so you might want to go ahead and look that one up. Psalm 139, 23, as David was praying, he said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." David knew that it was God who would examine him, and he opened himself up to God. So it's not your job. It's not your pastor's job. It's not a deacon's job. It's God's work to examine ourselves. Jesus taught much about this in the Gospels, that we ought to be looking at ourselves first rather than examining everyone else and what they're doing. So in this beginning of the year, I want to encourage you to examine yourself. Well, how does that look like? What do we do? How do we do that? Let me give you a couple of things. First of all, I think it's important as we examine ourselves that you examine your faith. And what I mean by that is that you question your own salvation. Now, listen, don't misunderstand me here. Sometimes the devil will come around and question your salvation to try to make you doubt. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying to go back, rehearse in your mind that day that you received Christ as your Savior. And if you've never been saved, if you've never trusted Christ, then maybe that's where you should start, is questioning whether or not you're genuinely born again. We'd ask the question of ourselves, am I really saved, to there find assurance of salvation, not doubt, assurance. John said this in 1 John 5:13, talking about how he wrote his book. He said, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life." To be saved is not something we have to wonder about or worry about. You can know that you've received Christ as your Savior, and that you can know that you've had eternal life. Now, I know many people that struggle with this are people who don't believe that God gives them eternal life. They feel like they get saved one day and they go out and commit some sin, and then suddenly they're lost. No, that's false gospel. Because you see, that's a gospel based on works, not based on faith. For by faith are you saved through faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. You see, salvation is a gift. It's not something we work for. It's not something we earn. You see, it's not Jesus plus something else. It's Jesus alone. And I would go back and remember your own testimony that day when you received Christ as your Savior, and there find assurance of your salvation. And so examine your faith. Am I really trusting Christ, or am I trusting my own good works? Am I going around saying, oh, well, you know, I'm okay, I'm a good person? Doesn't matter. You're still a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and you still need a Savior. And the whole reason Jesus came to this earth, the whole reason we just recently celebrated his birthday, is because he came to save us from our sin. Nothing added, nothing taken away. Anytime you say grace plus, you've just taken grace out of the picture. So we're saved by grace through faith. We're trusting Christ as our Savior. So look at yourselves. Now, you know, it just sometimes just aggravates me to no end. When people will say to me, well, they're not saved. Well, you don't know. And I've seen people accuse other Christians of whether or not they were saved or not. Again, it's not your job. God is the judge. Oh, yeah, there should be fruit in their life, but you're not the judge. You let them deal with God, and you let God deal with them, and you examine yourself, not everybody else, not trying to determine who's saved and not saved. That's between them and God. And honestly, if they are genuinely saved, yes, they should be living for the Lord. In fact, that's the very next thing I want to bring up to you. So first of all, examine your faith, examine your own salvation. But secondly, ask yourself this question, am I living in obedience to the Word of God? James 1:22, James said, be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be doers of the Word. Are you doing your best to live in obedience to the Word of God? And I believe it starts here. You know, if you're not reading the Word of God, how do you know how to obey the Word of God? It starts with being in the Word and reading the Word. And so get into the practice of reading the Word every day, learning to be like Jesus. Not like the rest of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We live a transformed life, not a conformed life. You know, it's one thing to read the Word of God, but it's another thing to do what it says, to obey what God says. And this is something I think we need to examine ourselves every day. Am I living in obedience to the Word of God? And I know there are some people that will say, yeah, but there is no yeah, but. You study the Word of God, you read the Word of God, and you do the best you can to be in obedience to the Word of God, to do what God says. Now, we'll talk about what to do when you find that you're lacking in this area. And then the third thing I think we should ask, in examining ourselves now, it asks this question, am I truly following Jesus? Now, let me explain what I mean. When I say follow Jesus, I don't mean that we go on and put on robes and sandals and grow a beard and long hair. I don't know if Jesus had long hair. But we learn of him, not just learn about him, but learn, you know, read the Gospels. Look how he treated people. Look how he ministered to people. Look how he talked. Do you talk that way? And I don't mean King James English, okay? I mean to talk to people with a voice of love and a heart of love. To learn his ways. To learn what he taught us. What he taught us about faith. What he taught us about love. What he taught us about judging other people. What he taught us about living for him. And so look at yourself and if there's any goal you ought to have in your life, it's to be like Jesus. That's what I want. I want to be like Jesus. I want to treat people the way Jesus treated people. And do I always get it right? Absolutely not. God's still working on me, and he's still working on you. And so examine yourself. Are you really saved? Are you obeying his word? Are you following the Savior? Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word,
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us on